Changing gears, some Wyoming middle schoolers are getting national recognition for a school project they say has life-saving potential. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
When four eighth graders at Wheatland Middle School were asked to put their heads together to solve a real problem in their community, they thought back to the biggest crisis in recent memory, the quarter-mile-wide twister that touched down near their town in 2012.
I actually went and did cleanup for this and saw the devastation firsthand, and it was just a really big thing.
That's Jacob Stafford. He says he and his classmates Joey Madsen and twin brothers Hayden and Christian Moody remember the day the tornado hit very well, and it made an impression on them because it was just miles from their school.
We remember having to kneel down in front of the lockers outside with books over our head. Of course, that's not going to protect us from any sort of tornado.
So the group set out to build something better, a heavy-duty tornado shelter. Hayden Moody says they didn't have to look far to find building material.
We were looking around, it's like, what could protect us better than these textbooks? And so we're looking at these giant metal lockers that were leaned up against. It's like, hey, these would probably do pretty good against a cinder block. So we kind of just went with the idea of how common these things are and how almost every school has them.
They spent the next few months researching, designing, and building a prototype tornado shelter. It's basically a row of five ordinary school lockers on a sliding steel frame. Stafford proudly shows it off.
We have these beam-loaded handles. And it slides out so smooth on rough concrete.
The boys' invention is now in its deployed position. The bottom of the row of lockers has been rolled a couple of feet forward, and the unit is slanted back against the steel frame, leaving students enough room to crawl underneath the lockers and take shelter.
And this angle right here is a 45-degree angle, which is optimum for deflecting debris.
And they did put the structure to the test, pelting it with cinder blocks and dropping heavy wooden pallets on it from the school roof. Hayden Moody says it held up pretty well.
It performed beyond our expectations. The most damage that it ever sustained was scratches and one broken off handle for a locker, and even then, that's just because the handles are external.
The boys tested their invention further when they entered it into a science, technology, engineering, and math competition called E-Cyber Mission, sponsored by the Army. They won first place in the region and will head to Washington, D.C. this month for nationals. Stafford says they're excited.
We're four kids from Wheatland, Wyoming, a nobody of a town, and we're just ecstatic that we're able to make it this far.
Jacob, we need an engineering diagram for the modifications.
They say they owe much of their success to their science teacher and project advisor, Mikan Harnish.
You guys need to get that done.
She's been entering students in this competition for the last 5 years and says this kind of hands-on STEM education is crucial.
It takes science out of just textbooks and we're just learning science. It puts us in the position of doing science. And to watch what these kids are capable of is just amazing when you actually let them do the science and not just learn about it or read about it. It's so important to me.
Harnish has motivated the boys, but she wasn't the only motivating factor. Christian Moody says the first prize check from the Army also helped.
Oh, well, each of us got $3,000 in savings bond, so overall the team has about $12,000.
If they win at nationals, they each stand to earn $5,000 more. Joey Madsen says the group has plans for some of their winnings.
We're thinking of getting a patent attorney and then selling the patent or maybe even starting a company out of this and maybe selling these lockers and turning a profit on them also.
These boys mean business, so much so that even though school is ending for the summer, Madsen says they're not going anywhere.
We'll be coming back almost every day, working to get our idea better and get ready for Washington, D.C.
They'll be up against four other teams of eighth graders from around the country, including a group of girls from Oklahoma with a competing tornado shelter project. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank.